right, hello and welcome back to For the Village, presented by the Citizens and Citizen 6. On today's episode, we're going to dive back into a interview from a couple of months ago, or a conversation, I should say, between me and Citizens VP Jay Julian, where we discussed the ins and outs of digital community development, some of Jay's philosophies on building those digital communities, and then why he thinks you should start developing one today. Let's go.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
I was just reminded of this when I was reading Simon Sinek's book, Find Your Why. A lot of successful companies, they have a co-founder that is a visionary, someone who can build systems and structures and products and services, like they understand business on a different level, but then they also have a community builder that's their partner to help massage that vision and bring it into fruition, right? And I think for a lot of entrepreneurs, the struggle is that a lot of people are trying to do both by themselves.
Yeah.
Some people aren't even trying to build a community. They're just trying to run a business. You know what I mean? And just like serve a specific demographic. But it's important to have someone on your team that helps you build community, especially in the market and the climate that we're in today. Because of our loneliness epidemic, people are gravitating more and more towards finding brands that align with who they are, what their why or purpose in life is, and communities that can help support them accomplish their why, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just about investing in a brand because it's the most marketed or the most popular or most trendy anymore. Which we getting up there in age, but there was a day and time where we only had a limited amount of, channels, on radio and TV. We didn't have social media. And we literally just had to invest in or buy or be consumers of what was being shoved down our throat through commercials and advertisement and billboards and all of that. Now we live in a world that is more diverse and entrepreneurship has blown up and we're able to discover and find millions of different brands. You know what I mean? Whether they're a small business or whether they're a new startup or whether they've been, in existence since the 1800s. But we get to literally learn more about a company and choose to invest in what aligns more with us. So it's not about just marketing and promoting and trying to, persuade or convince people into investing in your brand. It's about creating a community that you can serve and add more value to while also allowing them to accomplish their why while doing business with you. That part is very important and a lot of people miss that. They just want to like create a dope product or service, get a polished brand and be like, all right, cool, I should take off. Especially if you're just solely focusing on social media ads and just building through, the internet, that's not what's going to help you build your consumer base. As an entrepreneur, when you are building communities and growing with your consumer base or your tribe, whatever you want to call it, you get a lot of fulfillment and you get a lot of value when you do create a community opposed to just marketing and like trying to convert sales, right? That's dope, but that's very impersonal. You also don't even get to experience how your product or service is impacting others. When you have a community, now you get to actually see what they're doing with your product or service, how it's impacting their life, you know, how you're adding value, and you get to actually get that feedback and you get to tweak and improve whatever it is that you're providing, as well as it helps you, you know, understand that there's confirmation in what you're doing as far as your purpose is concerned. So it's just a different level of fulfillment, different level of connection, different level of really understanding your purpose and your design and what separates you from everybody else.
Break down your philosophy for community building. What is your philosophy, your frameworks, if you will?
Okay, so before I get into my framework, I want to clarify that I specialize in building attunement-based companies and communities. And I think that attunement is a skill set and a practice that is undervalued, right? And overlooked very often because it takes work. It's not the easiest route because you actually have to care about people, right? So the word attunement is a practice that aligns us with the needs, the values, and the emotions of other people. And once we're able to understand people's needs, values, and emotions, we intentionally and mindfully put ourselves in a position to basically serve those needs, emotions, and those values. That creates authentic connections and relationships. It helps develop and foster collaboration and innovation, and it builds trust and loyalty even. So in building a attunement-based company or community, the goal is always to add value on an emotional and even spiritual level. That's what I focus on building for other people, brands, communities, especially the citizens, what we're doing here. And developing our tribe, like, that's super duper important. Within the framework, I think it's very important for organizations to clarify what their values and their vision is. That helps gravitate and attract the people who are aligned with you. And within that vision, we need to create opportunities to invite people to accomplish this vision with us. And while they're with us, we inspire them and we build bonds with them, build relationships that are authentic and are deep-rooted relationships where people feel like they belong. Yeah. And not that they're just
working.
Not that they're just working, or even in a space or environment where you feel like I have to chase acceptance. Right. You don't want to create an environment where people feel like I'm here, but I'm chasing your acceptance. I'm chasing the opportunity to speak with you or build with you or grow with you. Like, I'm here, but I don't feel seen. Right. Mm. That's not a productive brand, business, community, movement, tribe, whatever you're trying to build. Everyone should feel seen and everyone should feel like they belong. Within that, We educate our tribe and our village, and we empower them. So once you invite them in, now, you know, you have that deep rooted relationship where you can figure out, okay, what value do you add? You know what I mean? Or what is your own individual emotional need or purpose in life? And how can we work together so that we can help you accomplish that? Creating opportunities to educate those people, whether they are already skilled in that area or whether they're aspiring to be successful in that area. There should be some form of system to help cultivate that so that they can do that within your tribe and organization. Mm-hmm. Then after that, it's about sustaining the tribe, growing the tribe, scaling the tribe, right? Mm-hmm. When you have that infrastructure created, and that is the foundation that you're committed to, you're always going to, one, you're going to create something that matters not only to the world, but you're going to create something that matters to the people that are directly connected to you. That's what matters the most. Practicing attunement internally. So that starts within yourself, right? If you're disconnected from your own emotions, your own needs, and your own values, it's going to be hard for you to create authentic relationships with other people. It's going to be hard for you to create trust and loyalty with other people, right? And then as it expands, it's the same for your internal team. If your internal team isn't in alignment and they feel like their needs, their emotions, and their values aren't being championed or aren't being acknowledged or aren't being serviced, then you're not going to get the most productivity out of your team. You can't expect to neglect people's emotions, their needs, and their values and think that you're going to get most productive results as a team, you know, collectively. That's just a small gist and quick overview of the framework that I utilize to help, you know, other brands, but also this is what we're massaging here at the city. You know what I mean? That we can build the tribe and the village that we have a vision to, you know, manifest. And I think we're on the right track, and we got a lot of good things, you know, planned for the future. So I'm looking forward to it.
When we think about the citizens, like, I feel like this is something that we've struggled with for so long. And it's crazy because the vision itself is really based on community. It's just really what it always has been. But just getting the community to start feeling and thriving as a community.
Even on the digital front, as we're being mindful of how what we build out and design digitally, how it can help impact and influence and service the tribe's needs and emotions, mm-hmm. and values, that's something that we can perfect as well. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, attunement is implemented and integrated in every phase and step in every department within an organization. So it's really a way of life, you know what I mean? Where you are considering, first and foremost, your own needs, emotions, and values, but then your team and then the people or demographic that you're trying to reach. So for you and even other people who may have skill sets that may not directly focus on like massaging personal relationships or building community, it's like, yo, even your skill set, you can still implement attunement so that you help facilitate and cultivate, you know, an environment where we can thrive.
Now, what does that look like when it comes to the citizens? Like, what are you envisioning implementing your frameworks?
To be honest and transparent, like you said, like, we've been mapping who the citizens are, who we're going to serve, what it's going to look like for a while now. And I just recently this year, like, narrowed down like my framework. So when it comes to the citizens, it starts with one, us. What are our needs? What are our values? And what are our whys? Why do we even exist? You know what I mean? Our needs, our emotions, our values, but also our why. Why do we exist as the citizens? We are storytellers, but we're storytellers that want to identify like just dope, innovative leaders, visionary leaders, people who are influencing and impacting our culture in a positive way. And we want to help tell their stories. And we want to help cultivate and really build communities surrounding them that flourish and thrive. So what that looks like in the future is really partnering with leaders who have a skill set, who have a vision, but may be struggling with building a community around it, right? And helping them tell their story and attract their tribe and grow that community so that whatever they're goal, like long-term goal or long-term vision, is they're not doing that alone. And they have a whole tribe that's there to assist them in order for them to be productive and for them to be successful as well. For citizens, in my opinion, the more leaders we can help become successful in helping empower, educate, even entertain our community so that we transform our communities and our culture, the more success that we have. So I think that's the beauty in the work that we do, is that we get to actually take a journey with leaders, whether they are seasoned leaders or whether they're literally starting off from the ground and building their own career or their own purpose-driven brand to execute whatever vision God has given them. We get to take that journey with them and help them accomplish that. So we're creating tools and resources and events and a whole village that is also going to assist them. One thing that I know I want to start pushing is social impact teams, where we can literally communicate different projects we might be working on, whether it's our Ford project, which is our STEAM project, whether, you know, we're doing other events or initiatives or community outreaches or just empowering our leaders, be able to share these different projects with the village and have people sign up to assist and help, because that project is in alignment with their why, with their emotional needs, with their values. You know what I mean? So I think ultimately we're slowly building a tribe that has authentic relationships where people can authentically come here and say, hey, this is where I feel like God is calling me, or this is what I'm trying to accomplish. There's a lot of leaders and even organizations that have a lot to offer, even nonprofits. Like, that's one thing that I've experienced for almost 20 years now, is there are a lot of nonprofits or even religious institutions that have great hearts, a lot of resources, and want to serve people, but they're disconnected from the people that they want to serve. So I think what we do is we create a platform where we can tell their stories and, you know, amplify their voices and connect them to the community that they're actually trying to serve and impact.
And I guess the challenge is just bringing everybody together in general, because I feel like, you know, sometimes we're on our separate islands, and especially because everybody, at least on a team so far, everybody is a leader in their own right, like you said. And, you know, they have tribes of their own to some degree. And, you know, we just end up on different islands. Is there a secret to bringing, I guess it won't be a secret after we discuss this. What's your recipe?
Don't worry about it.
Tell everybody. What's another way to word it? What is the key? Like, if there was just one sentence, what is the key that kind of brings these islands together?
I would say ego death, or to be more, because I don't really like the word death, but ego mastery, right?
Okay.
Our ability to master our ego to where we know how to, we have a relationship with it where we allow it to serve us and not allow it to master us, right? Mm. Within our culture and even our country, right? I think having an ego that is unmastered, uncontrolled, undisciplined, just allowing it to just go crazy is like the norm, right? And we even celebrate and champion some of those people, right? We got some of those people running for president right now, right?
Uh-oh.
So yeah. It's kind of even a part of our DNA as a country and as a culture to have an ego that's undisciplined and unmastered. But what happens is that we become bigger than the change that we want to see in the world. So now I won't collaborate with you. I won't, you know, I won't share resources or information. I will isolate because everything that I think of or work on is intellectual property that, you know, it's not open sourced, right? Which is, that's a whole different conversation, because that's the beauty of like open AI, right? Is that when we're able to have all of these new technologies that's open source that everybody can have access to, we're seeing the positive results of that. We have to be very mindful and very conscious of gatekeeping ideas, especially when these are ideas that can transform our communities or make our culture better. If it's going to make our culture better, if it's going to transform our communities, stop gatekeeping your ideas. Put it out into the atmosphere, into the ethos, into the universe. Share with other people. See who's going to be able to collaborate with you, because ultimately the end goal is more important than you getting credit, right? And I'll just speak on this real quick, because this is something that's super near and dear to my heart. When we want to improve upon education, or we want to decrease crime or gun violence, or focus on poverty and food insecurity and homelessness and like all of these different social ills and issues that we've consistently been experiencing in our community, your ability to get credit comes secondary to us actually fixing these problems, right?
Yeah.
And once we have people in leadership that are focused more on servant leadership than actually getting the glory and the praise for whatever it is that God gave them in the first place, then we'll actually start to be able to transform and change our culture and our community. And that's what we're on right now, is connecting all of the people who are mastering their ego and want to collaborate, because actually transforming their communities is more important than getting the praise and the glory themselves. We want to empower those people, because that's what we need in order to have change today instead of change 100 years from now.
The death of the ego, I would say, is probably one of the biggest mountains to climb.
So this is important, right? Because within attunement-based communities, there's less incentive to have a uncontrolled, undisciplined ego, right? Mm. Your ego, and I'm sorry, I'm losing, because there's a specific terminology or phrase that I'm looking for that I just can't find. But when your ego is undisciplined and uncontrolled, it's literally a cry for help. It's literally a cry to say that I don't feel special, I don't feel significant, so I need to allow my ego to protect me. My ego, your ego is a form of protection. Your ego is there to basically say, hey, look at me, look what I can do, look why I am special. But when we have attunement-based communities and companies where you have authentic connections and you build strong bonds, where your needs, your emotions, and your values are met and are in alignment with the people that you're building with, you have less incentive and less desire to be an individual, because now I'm a part of a team and a family and a community and a tribe that's accomplishing something that's bigger than ourselves. So that is the shift, the mental, emotional, psychological, spiritual shift that we need to have. But it starts from us being able to provide an environment where people feel safe, people feel like they belong, they feel significant, and they feel loved and supported. Now they don't need to use their own power to like set themselves, you know, apart and like actually whatever, you know what I mean? Like make a spectacle out of themselves because they feel like they're not seen.
Is literally getting people to flip that switch to see themselves as part of a team, as opposed to just the universe. Them as the universe.
It's twofold. It's having the team be more intentional about making sure that everybody who comes within this environment feels seen, loved, mm-hmm. supported, and significant. But also that creates the culture so that when they do get in there, they're like, oh, okay, I don't have to be this other person.
I could be just me.
Because your ego is a representative. It's not really your authentic self, right? It's the representative that helps protect you so that you can accomplish certain things. But once you're able to feel safe and supported and loved, and you have these authentic relationships, then you can literally just be you. We're built and designed to operate within a tribe, right? We're built to tribe, and we're born to thrive, right? So we need to be in a tribe. And then once we're in a tribe, we thrive and we have a higher quality of life. So those two things are super duper important. If we're not a part of a tribe, it's going to be very difficult for us to thrive as an individual.
We're going to have to make that into a tweet or something. We're built to...
to tribe.
To tribe.
Yes. And we're born to thrive, right? God has designed us to thrive. We were not born and brought into this world to suffer or to be miserable. I think that's a misconception that we've held on to for far too long. If you're a religious person, God created Adam and Eve and put them in the garden. So we're born to thrive, but we're built biologically and even neurologically to be in relationship with other people. So we're built and designed to be in relationship and to be in community.
Building digital communities, it's not easy. It's really not. But for one of my best friends and Citizens VP, Jay Julian, he's been dedicated to understanding this as much as possible. And we had a great conversation about this on one of our other shows, and we figured we'd share it here. All right, thanks for listening to For the Village, presented by the Citizens and Citizen 6 Hangout.